Islamists usher in a new dawn in Sudan. A new program is slotted to revolutionize world missions. And can you help God's word reach hearts in Nepal? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Islamists have signed the Islamic Dawn Charter that would establish Sharia law in Sudan. That move has increased concerns for Christians, even as the government crackdown continues. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker confirms some of the reports.
I've heard stories this week of the offices of Christian organizations being broken into, raided. There are reports of orphanages and schools being closed.
People are being arrested and deported because they're sharing their faith. Parker says of their work in Khartoum,
we have a program working with 30 former street children, providing them with quality care, residential care, based on the compound of a church.
For now, their staff remains untouched. However, prayer and awareness play a big role in their future.
We're very aware that we may have a limited window of opportunity to be there, and we're committed to being there for as long as we can and making the most of this opportunity to be witnesses to Christ.
Next, thousands of Christian media professionals will get to preview a revolutionary new missions program this weekend at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. It's an annual event designed to help Christians in media, and Christian Aid Mission chose it as the place to preview their Go Tribal program. It helps small to medium-sized churches get involved in world missions in an affordable way. Pray that this new Go Tribal program will engage the body of Christ in America. This is Mission Network News. In Latin America's third largest country, God's Word is going forward in growing numbers. Missionaries with Audio Scripture Ministries are working on several projects throughout Mexico. One is a multi-voice recording of Scripture in southern Mexico. In another region, audio Bibles are being distributed in 15 different language groups. Most of these groups are hearing God's Word for the very first time. Pray hearts would respond as God's love is shown through each project. Meanwhile, who would have ever thought kiteboarding would help orphan kids in Tanzania? Well, it is. Ron Gunter with Orphan's Heart says they're starting a new work in Arusha, Tanzania.
The project there is to construct an orphanage where we can take children who are orphaned and provide for them a safe environment, a home, medical care, spiritual care, all the physical needs that they have.
Where's the money coming from? You're not going to believe it. The Russell family from Florida has committed to raising $50,000. How? Mark Russell says, kiteboarding.
You know, this is an opportunity to do something that we love, which is riding from Miami to the Florida Keys, kiteboarding, which is one of our passions for my boys and I, and to use what we love to really impact others' lives.
He'll be doing it with his 17, 13, and 11-year-old sons. It starts today. $15 builds one square foot. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. And Moe Padidi with Bibles for the World says lives are being transformed as they bring God's Word to Nepal. They've printed and distributed 500,000 copies of the Gospel of John so far and are doubling that in the coming days.
God gives us His Word to light our way, to light our hearts so we do not stumble.
It's about $2 to print and distribute each New Testament. Can you help? Visit missionnetworknews.org. Also, teams are conducting a seed sower seminar in Nepal this month. It'll encourage national believers and teach them how to use God's Word as an evangelistic tool.
Praise God, the Lord has provided enough money to print the next 500,000 copies. However, we don't quite have enough money for the New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs.
Pray for changed hearts as church leaders bring God's Word to their people. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's Word to us? Like Jonah, God has a call on your life. But are you listening? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we running or willing to go wherever He sends us? Be challenged by this radical free book when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.